It's the podcast hour, motherfucker! It's the podcast hour. We're dropping one on Sunday, 6/4/23. Supposedly there was like some strawberry full moon last night. I don't know. I see that on Twitter, Instagram. I never really stay up for those things. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't even know what I'm talking about. Some Scorpio season, some Taurus rising, Gemini, Cancer falling down, Capricorn upside down, star moon. You know, some of that stuff fascinates the fuck out of me, but I mean, some people look at that shit every day. I don't know. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Don't worry. Today's podcast is not about astrology. I don't know. It's like conflicting, right? And then if you have like faith or you identify with some Abrahamic religion, some Eastern tradition, it's like, nah, I don't believe that stuff. It's like they're at war. But yeah, have you ever met somebody and you're like, yeah, you kind of remind me of that sign? Or have you ever read your shit and thought like, yeah, that's me. Like that's me and I'm not the other one. I don't know. I hold it loosely. That's such a good word. That's such a good line. That's such a good phrase for 21st century with everything that comes our way, how we're inundated with info. Would you just hold it all loosely and not grab tight to anything aside from your most deepest convictions that you are 100% sure on? And even those, hold them loosely too. Yeah. Today's Sunday. I rarely make podcasts on Sundays, but I was just like, man, I'll tell you what, I'm a little high energy right now because, yeah, I've been low carbon for a while and just like, you know, getting lean and shit. And today I was like, I'm going to do a carb up. So I do like, fuck, bro, I do like 600 grams of carbs in a day because I'm usually at 100. And fuck, I feel like just like really, really wired. It's crazy. Top of that, I'm drinking my mate, so I'm just like cracked out. You know what I mean? Just like high energy. Just imagine, like you feed a man, and a motherfucker ain't been fed, and then you feed a man. Just like you just feel like full, you know, full. I just want to go running. I don't know how to explain it. So I was like, nah, I'm not gonna run. Nah, I'm gonna go make a podcast. I'm gonna put this energy for my people, man. You know what I did today too? Well, there's a couple things I want to tell you guys as I approach the message. Because if I just sit up here and talked about my life, like, I mean, I guess that'd be all right. But you're like, Jay, give me the message, man. I came for the truth. I'm getting there, baby. But I need you to know about me because my whole life is connected to my message. And my message is connected to my life because I think that's how you should live. Personal branding 101. I think you should embody your own teaching. Shit. If you have a life and then you're spitting some truth on the side, you might as well go sell. I don't know. I don't want to say something that maybe one of y'all do, you know? I was going to say go sell cars, but what if you are a car salesman? That's so fucked up, you know? So anyways, today I, you know, for the past couple of weeks, I've been like in my crib and it's just been like dirty. And, you know, I'm pretty like OCD with my stuff. Like I love like keeping it organized, but I'm not the best at like mopping and vacuuming and like, you know, spring cleaning. I'm just not good at that. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say I'm just lazy. Because why am I bullshitting you? I just don't like it, I guess. So maybe how some of you feel about like working out. I don't know. I just like don't like really like enjoy it. And it's like, ugh, fucking. Anyway, so I've just been like letting it sit there and I've realized like, oh man, like you need to do something about this. And then I've always thought like, what if you paid somebody to come in? And then started researching and there's a website I use to find potential leads to work with in fitness. And then, you know, I'm someone that's offering service. So I've never been on the other side of things where I ask for service. And then I typed in the search engine, I was like, cleaning for your house. And evidently, there's a terminology called the deep cleaning, which I'm very familiar with as I've done that on my teeth. And I was like, you can get a deep cleaning on a house? You can get a deep cleaning on your teeth? You can get a deep cleaning as a facial? You can get a deep cleaning on anything, baby. It's just like, we get in there, you know? So I was like, a deep cleaning on the crib? Wow. Got in touch with somebody through a text message because you submit your information. They text you back. And the guy was good. You know, he hits me right up like you should. And yeah, quoted me. And I was like, man, this is kind of weird. Like, you're just going to let somebody in your house? You know, I've never done that before. And it's just me here. So I was like, I guess like that's how this goes down. You know, you leave your house for 3 hours and you trust them. And he's like, I'll be there with my crew. And I'm like, never talk to the guy. He has a website. I mean, so anyways, so today was the day. It was at 9 a.m. And he's like, I'm on my way. And I'm like, perfect. And then I'm on my bike and shit. And so I was like, I'll be back. And I got to meet him. Seems super nice. Anyways, I come back and I legit, guys, like legit. It was like $120 for a 2-2. And man, I tipped him $40 because I've never felt so clean somewhere. Like, you know, I mean, maybe a hotel or something, but like a home? Yo, when I tell you they went into the fridge and went in and they went into the cabinets, they went into my shoes, bro. Like, dust in the shoes, the ones in the back, like picking up shit, like ornaments and cleaning them. Like, when they said deep, like, I got a pair of Oculus glasses. They're like those VR headsets. He went into the lens, bro. Like clean my glasses, dog. You know? And I was so impressed. And I just, yeah, that would be a great ad, right? If I was like advertising their company, that would be a great moment to insert an ad. But that's not the point. The point was, is this guy was around my age. It's probably like his early 30s. And it was his mom and dad. And they're from another country. They're from Honduras. They have a family company. And they go clean homes together. And they just kill it. It's amazing. And when he came in, I for some reason, I picked that up early on. Well, after he had said, Ma. And then I was like, oh, that's your mom. That's your dad. Like, you guys are doing this together. And you guys are trying to find your way and make it in this country. And, gosh, man, it inspired me and humbled me and touched me. And I thought about all of us in the work that we do. Not because like, oh, look at them. Like, you should be happy with what you have. No. No, because there's people that look at you and look at me and think like, oh, I should be more happy. Look at Justin. Fuck. If I made that money, what? And, you know, here I am thinking I do well. You know what I mean? So there's levels to these shits, you know? We're all looking at somebody. We're all looking down at somebody. We're all looking up at somebody. We're all looking at our competitors. It's not that. I think it was just like the idea of working as a family and arriving somewhere and giving it all that we got, knowing that it's not always going to be this way. Because I know, like, obviously they want to grow. He's like, please leave me a Google review if you could recommend me. We're trying to build our business. There's this desire within everyone, no matter what you're currently doing right now, to grow. And if you don't have that present in you, it's because you've lost your edge, you've lost your fire, you've lost the point. And the message I want to give to you today, inspired by this family that deep cleaned my house, is that whatever industry you're in right now, whatever work you do, whether it's corporate or independent, you must be desiring to grow out of your current position into a better position. No matter who you are or what you don't give a fuck if you're a CEO or if you're at the bottom of the ladder, you have to be wanting to grow, expand your network. You have to be wanting to expand and grow your net worth, and you want to have a better position next year in some capacity than the one you have this year. If you are making the same money year after year for 10, 15, 20 years, it's not that you're a bad person, but you've lost the hunger, the edge, and the plot Today's message is a call out, and I'm asking you to ask yourself, what were you doing 5 years ago? Maybe you want to be even harder on yourself. What were you doing 3 years ago or 1 year ago? And have you improved your circumstances? Are you in a better position at your company? Are you making more money? Are you a higher up? You remember when you started, there was somebody that was like, the man? Have you crossed him? Have you crossed her? Are you better than you were 12 months ago, or are you in the same position? Again, it's not bad if you're there. It's not like, oh shit, like, you know, there's plenty of people like that. But the point of today's podcast, and the point I hope of you listening to this, is because we need to fucking grow, guys. We need to make more money. We need to expand our network. We need to raise up the ladder. If it's corporate or independent, we need to grow our boundaries and push ourselves. If not, yo, we're just gonna stay the fucking same. And there's no sin in that. There's no sin in that. But I want you to know that you forgot why you got in this, and you forgot the hunger and desire that made you go there. And if you could bring some of that shit back, it'll light you up and you'll be a lot more happier, even if you think you're happy now. Growth always leads to joy. Growth always leads to joy. Of course, when we're talking about the growth that we're talking about, you will have more satisfaction, more deep pleasure, more contentment, more joy. You need to grow, my friends. I don't want this message to cause you anxiety, like, oh my gosh, I suck. Oh my gosh, I'm not doing anything. If you feel that way, that's not the point of my message. It might make you feel that way at first because it stings. But the message and the point of the message is to inspire you. If you feel that way, know that it does that for a reason. It's not supposed to keep you there. It's supposed to push you to take action. Because if you do take action, you will grow. And if you do grow, you will be more content. Ask yourself, are you truly content? Have you really grown? Maybe some of your dissatisfaction in life comes from the fact that you haven't grown in a sphere of your life that occupies the most of your life, your job. Maybe the quiet dissatisfaction in your life comes from the fact that you haven't progressed and evolved from the position that you've been in. How does that feel? Thank you, Palma de Mar Cleaning Company, for placing a message on my heart. And, you know, for $120, they just should have been $1,000, really. I should have tipped more now that I'm talking about it. Like, just, you know, when you work so hard because you're really trying to push it and make it, that's the fire. And then something happens when we get so fucking comfy. And it's normal in a way, you know? But you have to crack out of it, or else you become abnormal. You get me? And when I say abnormal, I'm talking about like unhappy. Keep growing, my friends. May you remember your why. May you come back to your purpose. May you face yourself and may you grow, because it's in our growth where we find contentment. It's in our growth where we find joy. It's in our growth in our careers, which occupy so much of our life, that we begin to find pleasure and satisfaction. Keep growing. All right. That is another episode of the JA Podcast. Would you share it with a friend who needs to grow? Would you share it with yourself? I hope it speaks to you. And if you would be so kind to leave a rating and review for the show, that would make this show grow. All right. Until another episode, thank you, my dear friend. Wishing you a pleasant, pleasant Sunday. And I'll see you tomorrow or Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever we get back on the mic. Much love.